Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
And I'm very happy to tell you we're going to be live on Friday from the Grand Hotel for our first live show of the year. We're going to start the show at 3 o'clock with our buddy and the next governor of New Jersey, Jack Cittarelli. We're going to have great guests on that day, Jimmy Fallon, Congressman Jeff Van Drew, Jack Carr, and several other surprises. So make sure you join us in person on Friday at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Okay? And thank you, Cape May, for sponsoring our happy hour. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Bill DeAgostino is our buddy from the Media Research Center. He joins us every Monday, senior research analyst at MRC. You can follow him on X at @band_Bill. What's up, my man? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, well, it was pretty good. I'm tempted to go up to that Cape May event, except, you know, it's New Jersey.
And?
Sorry. I'm from Connecticut. I have to make those jokes.
Oh, well, you know, we have a chance of actually flipping our state red, unlike your home state. Never.
Oh, no.
Lost cause.
Oh, it's toast. It is beyond toast. Yeah.
And you have the biggest idiots in the Senate between Blumenthal and that other guy. I mean, they might be on the mainland anyway. Yeah. The two dumbest senators on the mainland.
Time was when Blumenthal was much more of a hate object, but Murphy has been really doing the legwork recently. I can't listen to a single word that guy says anymore without losing my mind. It's crazy. I don't know what happened to him, but he's become, I think, the most terrible person in the Senate.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. I think I even saw a clip today of him going on some nonsense rant about Trump. It's like a daily thing with him, but... we got a lot to talk about. I mean, this was a crazy weekend between the No Kings, which I still don't know why they didn't call it No Queens. It seems very sexist to me, Bill. But then with Pride Month, I guess it would have been very confusing to people. So, but why don't we begin with Terry Moran, shall we? That dude, where does he go next, you think? Does he do a podcast? Does he go to like News Nation? That seems to be where a lot of these guys wind up. Where does he go?
I heard something about he's planning on doing Substack, but he loves throwing himself in front of the camera so much that I don't get how that works.
Yeah.
So probably just the podcast, like tearjerker circuit for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like just the sympathy tour. And then after that, I don't know. I mean, we're going to be keeping tabs on him though, because wherever he ends up, it's going to be hilarious. So stay tuned.
For those that might have missed it, last week he was on this rage tweet against White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller. Don't know for sure if he was drinking, but I just have a rule in life, which is if you do take out the bottle, then the Twitter machine needs to be shut down for the night because nothing good comes. It's like they always say nothing good happens after midnight. Nothing good happens on X when you're drinking, period.
Yeah, those should be mutually exclusive at all times.
at all times. But he's not shutting up yet, right? So he's is he back now? He went on. This is another guy who amazes me, Tim Miller, the whole Bulwark gang, this group of guys. So they were like the Never Trumpers, right, back in the day. I mean, they still are, but that's how they made their bones. And he at one time was a Republican operative. I think he was a Jeb guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, most of the Bulwark is staffed by like Republican strategists from failed campaigns who just made a career out of enriching themselves by whispering in the wrong person's ear that they could get elected.
Interesting.
So, yeah, that's basically Tim Miller's story. That's the whole Bulwark, Lincoln Project, you name it, right? Although Lincoln Project's unique grift is preying on Democratic donors and telling them we're fighting Trump from the right, which is not true. They're mostly just remodeling their kitchens with all that money.
Yeah, I've been involved in Jersey politics since I was in sixth grade, and it always amazed me how I knew certain political consultants would. I never ran campaigns. I worked on them, but I ran a couple, but not in this manner, where they would find somebody with money who had no personality, who had no chance of winning, but had a huge bank account. Go to that person and say, you know, you could become the senator from New Jersey. All you need to do is spend $25 million. And these people were like, yep, okay, no problem. And then when they lose by 10 points, you go, wow, who never saw that coming? Meanwhile, they made 25% off the media buy, plus the monthly VIG, plus everything else. It is quite the racket.
Yeah, it's a massive hustle. And it's pathetic that people keep falling for it. It's hard to completely sympathize with them when they're blowing their money that stupidly. But it's frustrating to see all of these grifters making a cottage industry out of duping these people.
And so then you have Trump comes down the escalator, and then these Republican operatives who couldn't get their candidates elected decided now they'll become the opposition. Lot of them,
well,
the rumor was, what's that?
That's where the money is the opposition.
Well, right. Always. Yeah. And a lot of them wanted jobs on the Trump campaign and were turned down, apparently. So they really didn't have anywhere else to go.
Really? Of course.
All right. So this guy, Tim Miller, who now has the Bulwark podcast, Terry Moran goes on there. Why don't we take a listen to what he has to say here? This is cut 41, I guess.
Yeah, you see him all the time doing the same, spitting venom and lies into our debate, degrading our public discourse, debasing it, and using the power of the White House and what he's been given to grind us down in that bile.
Yeah,
and, that's very disturbing to me. I'm actually, you know, not that liberal.
Yeah, right. First of all, that's Terry Moran. You know, Bill, it's hard to imagine that he ever pretended to be a journalist when he comes at it from that perspective. I mean, like how he was ever even to pretend to be a journalist is amazing.
Right. The idea of breaking news. I mean, he would have been at home in like some weepy op-ed position. Right. But but the idea that he was reporting to people, right, breaking stories. Moran always saw his job as contextualizing the news, and contextualizing in this case is basically just a euphemism for propagandizing Americans by censoring the news and filtering it through a left-wing lens. But that's the way he's conducted himself since he began his career. So the notion of him working at an outlet like ABC, I mean, it makes sense now, right? Because we got Stephanopoulos there. Like it's absurd that anybody treats them as objective, but at an ostensibly objective outlet like ABC it's preposterous. And I mean, the fact that there are so many Terry Morans still out there in the media is sort of an indictment of what broadcast journalism has become.
Yeah, because had he been an opinion guy on MSNBC or anything else, nobody could begrudge him other than he's just not that talented. But that's the problem that I think we all have with all of this is that nobody's truly unbiased. I've got a ton of bias, but I don't pretend to be unbiased. And what I hate, I think what we all hate, is that journalists act like they have this special superpower that comes from the yellow sun or something that gives them this ability to be unbiased. And it's all BS.
Right.
And we know it's BS. And guys like us, I mean, you in particular, Media Research Center, Newsbusters, I mean, this is what you guys do. You expose this for all of us. But there are people out there who believe that as a journalist, you have some sort of blinders on that filters things out and you view everything through an unbiased lens, and that's pure BS. I would just have much more respect for all these people if they just dropped the BS, dropped the pretense, and said, look, I hate Trump, this is how it is, and I'm going to report from an I hate Trump perspective. Like, I would actually respect that and be like, hey, finally, you're being honest with me.
Yeah, and we'd probably mostly leave them alone until they said something truly crazy, right? Like until they said something violent or borderline illegal on the air.
Yeah, so we'd leave them alone for 5 seconds because that's all it would take. But anyway.
Right. I mean, yeah, there's a reason that we mostly lay off MSNBC except what we're doing like full page or full scale studies or when, you know, Joy Reid celebrates that Steve Scalise was shot, right? Something
right.
like that.
Right.
Whereas, you know, like Terry Moran's tweet, for example, that thing that got him fired. If he was working at MSNBC, that would have just been like the rough draft for his opening monologue on his show. Right. And nobody would have cared. Right. I mean, like he would have cared. He would have thought it was great. But nobody at MRC would have cared. Certainly. I mean, we would have been like, oh, yeah, Terry's just doing that thing again. You know,
I'm also amazed that, you know, like, for example, it's like Nicole Wallace is another one, but I give her credit. I can't stand her, but I give her credit because she was a McCain person. She was, you know, from that world. She hates Trump, but that's her whole show. She owns it. She's all in. Like, she doesn't pretend. And there's something about that that I think is kind of sweet because at least, you know, you're making money doing it and you're not totally trying to BS me. I kind of admire that a little bit because God knows
Trump
we have them on our side, right? We have...
Show.
Yeah, it's a bad show. It's boring. It's 4 o'clock. I don't know how many people watch it, but hey, at least you know you're not pretending to be something. But what burns me though are the people that are on, and this is why I think you guys focus so much on CBS, NBC, and ABC. But I think it's also this is a good reminder to people that NBC News is MSNBC. You know, I mean, they're not
right.
that far off. Like, they're really the same parent company. It's the same thing with ABC News and George Stephanopoulos, who pretends to be the unbiased journalist. I mean, they're owned by Disney, which is owned by China. You know, CBS is owned by Paramount and Viacom. These are not independent entities and organizations.
Go off.
Right?
Yeah. No, I mean, no, you just took every single one of them through the ringer, right? I mean, yeah, you've got their number there. The joke about NBC is that MSNBC is just NBC is where we report, MSNBC is where we say what we think, but it's the same people. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I mean, I play the CBS radio news on the show so that I can hear what they're saying because it gives me content. And I want to know what they're saying. I think that's why what you guys do over there at Media Research Center is really important, too, because we can't forget this. There are still millions and millions of Americans who get their news from ABC, CBS, and NBC. I know that for a lot of us listening to that, that makes our heads explode and go, how is that even possible? But it's true.
Yeah, it's like 19 to 20 million people a night across all three networks. And now this is going to be dated information, but the last survey that we saw of it, at least, said that as many as 25% of Republicans who were responding to the survey, at least, said that they got the majority of their news or all of their news from one of those three networks, specifically like one of the evening newscasts. So it's important. It's important to focus on, and it's important to point out how insane these people truly are. I mean, to say that it's not news is such an understatement. I mean, it is very carefully crafted propaganda. And it all bends one way, and that is completely by design because they see their job effectively as doing PR for not just the Democratic Party, but the left writ large. And it is so apparent, not just in the coverage itself, but in the numbers that we put out constantly. There's a reason that they bear out the same way again and again and again and again. It's because it's a very specific formula that they have, and they hew to it very tightly.
Bill D'Agostino is with me, Media Research Center. Follow him on X at band_Bill. Let's jump ahead here to cut 42. So set this up for us.
What's on 42?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is MSNBC. Could be cut out halfway through MSNBC's Jacob Soboroff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So the danger always with embedding a reporter on the ground in a mostly peaceful protest is that somebody somewhere might do something not so mostly peaceful, and it might be captured on TV. So that's kind of what goes on here. Soboroff finds himself, he's just interviewed a bunch of like lunatic people holding signs. And he finds himself in the middle of a throng of people that are being corralled away by mounted cops because people have started harassing the police horses because apparently assaulting animals is not below them.
So that's the issue. You're in a mostly peaceful protest until it mostly isn't. And then there you are. Let's take a watch.
Wrong. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We have the freedom of speech.
Go, 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 go. You want to be careful, okay? You take care of yourself. So you can see, whoa, whoa, they're messing with the horses. Guys, let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's back up here. Obviously, people are unhappy, Ari. People don't want to see horses trampling. Let's go, guys. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go, let's go. Hey, Ari, we're okay. We're going to keep going. Stay with us if you can. JB, why don't we move a little faster back? They're pushing people with horses, which obviously gets people freaked.
Jacob, you're
and
on
again,
camera,
I haven't
but
seen,
do what you
go,
need to
go,
do.
Ari.
You're on camera, but
whoa,
take your time
whoa, whoa,
and space.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's go, let's go. Whoa. Let's go. Whoa. We're good, Ari. We're sorry. We're good. We're good. We're good. Keep going. We're good. We're good. Whoa. Those are the flashbangs. Let's go. Let's go. Ari,
so
obviously they're trying.
Mostly peaceful protesters who were being mostly not peaceful to horses.
Yeah, yeah, and you hear the little qualifiers that he throws in there, right? Or the justifications. He goes, "Well, you know, people are upset, Ari," and then as they start pushing them more aggressively, he goes, "Well, you know, they're pushing people with horses, which obviously has a lot of people freaked," and so it's him trying to justify, right, the way people are behaving here.
Yeah.
I think that was probably a bit of a slip of the tongue when he said they're messing with the horses. I think that he probably wishes he hadn't said that out loud. But hey, sometimes in a moment of panic, the truth comes out, even if you're Jacob Soboroff.
Follow Bill on X at band_Bill. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks for having me, Rich. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, a premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, our happy hour. So the troll under the bridge, Randy Weingarten, who I'll be speaking about tonight on Ingram Engel. Tune in Fox News. The full hour, Dr. Victoria Coates is going to be on the show as well. And I'll be on there with my buddy Brianna Lyman. So it should be a lot of fun. Randy Weingarten screaming at the No Kings rally in Philadelphia, showing her true colors. By the way, she has officially left the Democrat Party. So here's the troll under the bridge who normally stakes out and waits for your kids to get their milk money. Cut 22.
Philly, you are the community to this president's chaos. And together, we build a future of opportunity and justice for all. Hope over fear, aspiration over anger, the promise of America for each and every American. That is what we are fighting for today. So, I say, the people united will never be divided. The people united will never be divided. The people united will never be defeated.
What a chant. I'm proud to let you know that we are all united around the idea that Matt DeSantis' taste in movies and actors is terrible. Susie Cool saying the following, Matt is whacked out of his mind. Even if you want to put Michael Corleone aside, do you honestly think Joe Pesci could have played Tony Montana? No. Scarface. Hello. There's no friggin' way Pesci could have pulled off Scarface. Not in a million years.
All right. That I'll concede the point that Pacino is a great actor. And I think there's roles that Pesci has that Pacino wouldn't be able to play. And you still haven't let me play my closing argument, which is Al Pacino, Dunkachino. I feel like the audience will start taking my side. You may even have an epiphany once you see Al Pacino, Dunkachino. Once and for all, Pesci, I think, a little bit better than Pacino.
All right, fine. Let's do the stupid Dunkachino.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Something's brewing at D&D.
Wow!
Al Pacino!
It's not Al anymore. It's Dunk.
Dunkachino?
Don't mind if I do.
What's my name?
Dunkachino.
It's a whole new game.
Dunkachino.
You want creamy goodness? I'm your friend. Say hello to my chocolate blend. Attica, ooh, I lucky light. This whole trial is out of sight. They pull me back in with hazelnut too. Caramel swirl, I know it was you. Everyone wants my Dunkachino. Can't get enough of my Dunkachino. Kids from 7 to 17 lining up for my Dunkachino. What's my name?
Dunkachino.
I'll Dunkachino.
All right, in his defense, he got paid like $40 million for that commercial, all right?
Actually, that, you know what? That had the opposite effect. I changed my mind. I like Al Pacino more. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of respect that. He's like, I'm Michael Corleone. I'm one of the most celebrated actors of all time. My Richard III and Shakespeare is considered nobody comes close. But I'm gonna make $40 million doing a 30-second Dunkachino commercial and have the last laugh. I say good for you, Al Pacino.
That's the best part of I don't know if you've ever seen the movie that it's from. It's Jack and Jill. It's a terrible Adam Sandler film, but that actually is quite funny.
Yeah. Well, you know, He's laughing all the way to the bank, as they say. And even got a little Scarface reference in there, if you notice. Say hello to my little friend. He kind of got that in there, so good for him. Speaking of crazy, but Justin, how's the poll going on YouTube right now?
83% to the good guys, good fellas.
Yeah.
He's still never coming back on this one.
Yeah, Susie Cool. Goodfellas is so head and shoulders above Casino that it's not even a contest. I even got some people emailing me. I mean, social media is going crazy over this, too, with DeSantis' stupid takes. Let's see. What was...
He's going to try and flip this into a positive because Dr. Coates agreed with him.
No.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but we do have quality on our side.
She was distracted by Israel and Iran. She knew what she was talking about. but my old buddy Jimmy said Pesci would have made a great Clemenza in Godfather, but definitely not Michael Corleone. Agree. No doubt about it. He's the comic relief. He's not the lead in those kind of roles, bottom line. So, but who would play Andrew Cuomo in the movie? That's the question. Who plays the love gov in the movie?
Ooh, Pesci. That's a good question. I think Pesci. I would want Pesci.
Because he would bring out the buffoon that Andrew Cuomo is. And we got a lot of him. And the best part about this is that now Cuomo and AOC are fighting. And this is great. It's hard to know who you want to root for in all this. But let's start with AOC, shall we? Going after Andrew Cuomo. If he wins this race, this is the leader of the squad, Sandy from the Bronx, but not from the Bronx, actually from outside the Bronx. She just wants to pretend like she's from the Bronx. Cut 32.
Andrew Cuomo has made clear that if he wins this race, he wants to run for president of the United States of America. That is crying to end the gerontocracy of our leadership.
What?
That wants a new day, that wants to see a new generation ascend. It is unconscionable to send Andrew Cuomo to Gracie Mansion once again.
She's backing the guy who hates the Jews. He's a this guy Mandami. Who said Israel has a right to be a state, but not a Jewish state. She also said that Andrew Cuomo harassed women. Well, on that point, she's not wrong. Cut 33.
For so long, we have had political leadership, including in the Democratic Party, that has just wanted to play it safe, that has just wanted to be neutral. Where so many people are motivated by their own individual political careers. And I cannot tell you how shocked I have been to see so many of the individuals who called on Andrew Cuomo to resign in disgrace after so many details of harassment against women. For them, for those same people who called on him to resign, to stand behind him and endorse him for mayor of New York City, I will tell you, as a survivor of sexual assault, I will never unsee that ever again. We have to have a politics of integrity, not a politics of cowardice anymore. We have to stand up for what is right in this country. And when I say that this is not just about New York City, but that this is about the United States, I mean that literally.
She hasn't mentioned the nursing homes, though. Notice that she does not mention that he's the nursing home killer, the serial killer, the nursing home killer. And Cuomo, the hubris on this guy, the fact that he did resign for harassing women, sexually harassing women, and also apparently getting away with being the nursing home killer. He says that when he's mayor, well, ICE agents will not be able to spread fear in their city. Cut 30.
We're going to protect our immigrants. This is a sanctuary city, and we are going to defend the laws of the sanctuary city. We have an NYPD that is the largest police force in the United States of America. Donald Trump only picks fights that he can win. He cannot win a fight with me as mayor of New York.
Nobody can, because you know what you'll do? You'll put them in a nursing home. Here's the other thing that Cuomo said, too, as well. He said, everybody has a plan, but I got it done. And by got it done, I mean, and he starts naming various women and also dead people in nursing homes. He's going to win, by the way. He will be mayor. And then he is going to run for president. Mark my words. Mark my words. And so he's got to do this balancing act that all these Democrats have to do, which is they have to act like they're reasonable, but at the same time, they have to be the resistance to Donald Trump. This is the game. This is the lane now that they have to play. It's not an easy line to walk, by the way. I should point that out to you. This is Cup 30.
Everyone has a plan. I have a plan. I have a plan. Everyone has a plan. They had a plan to build LaGuardia Airport. Nobody did it until I did it. They had a plan to build a new Moynihan train station, but nobody could do it until I did it. They had a plan to finish the Second Avenue subway, but nobody could do it until I could do it. Now we have plans to build affordable housing, and we do need hundreds of thousands of units of affordable housing.
They had a plan to kill your grandmother. Nobody could do it. I did it. And your grandfather, too. I mean, the hubris in him is absolutely amazing. It truly is amazing. All right. We got more to come on the show today. But before I take a break, John Fetterman scolding his party, all right, for changing their values. Now, the question I have for you, is John Fetterman being sincere, or is John Fetterman reading the tea leaves and he understands exactly what he has to say now if he wants to become or stay a United States senator? And I think John Fetterman's got a lot of ambition. So when I get back, I'll play this for you. You're going to want to hear this, and then I want to hear what you think. You think John Fetterman's for real, or do you think John Fetterman is just saying what you want to hear? But first, Emmons Roofing and Siding had its 10% off sound for you. 10% off inflation relief discount for each and every one of my listeners. Sounds great, right? Of course it does. That's why you want to reach out to them today. They serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. That's right. 10% off Anderson Windows, Roofing, Siding. The roof, by the way, the Owens Corning Shingle, the best in the business. And they have a bathroom and kitchen remodeling division. And yes, they remodeled the kitchen and bathroom in my old home. They did a phenomenal job, and that's why I recommend them to you. So reach out to them today by going to emmonsroofing.com. Easy. Listen, Emmons is the absolute best. Matt and Stephanie, the owners, they're great people. They've done great work for me over 10 years in two different houses. So if they're good enough in my home, you know they're great for you. And since they serve our whole region, if you've got a Jersey Shore house, you better get that roof looked at. It's really important to do. Emmons will never tell you you need a new roof if you don't. But if you do, you're going to get 10% off and the Owens Corning Shingle, the best in the business. So don't wait. Improving your home not only increases its value, but it gives you the protection and the peace of mind that you need with all this crazy weather we're having. And then before you know it, the hot summer sun pounding on your roof, and then we're back to winter. So don't wait. Have Emmons remodel your bathroom, your kitchen, put in those Anderson windows for you, replace those doors, whatever you need, they'll do it for you, and 10% off. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live and let die. That's the song Justin chose to come back with for our YouTube audience wondering why. Is it because of James Bond?
No, it's the Love Gov's Creed.
Very good. Well done. Well done, Justin. Kate May Friday, we're going to be live. It's going to be our live show, first show of the year, first show of the summer, and I want to see you there this coming Friday. Great guests, including Jack Chiodarelli. Speaking of Jack Chiodarelli, he's got a great chance of winning this election. I'm going to tell you why. I've often said to you one of my Zioli axioms is that people lie to pollsters all the time, but they don't lie about how they feel about things. They don't lie about how they feel about things. So I'll get into this a little bit more as the show goes on. But the key takeaway is that people think the state is on the wrong track. And that's why Jack can win. And he's working very, very hard. He was in Burlington County today at a diner. He's also calling on Mikey Sherrill now. And this is good. I retweeted this earlier from Jack. He's going after Mikey Sherrill hard. She's a Democrat nominee for governor, obviously. He's not wimping out here in any way, shape, or form. So he today put out the following statement saying, let me find this. Here we go. Let's see. Local businesses. Let's see if I can find this here. I'm calling on Mikey Sherrill to explicitly and forcefully denounce the 8647 signs prominently displayed at the Morristown rally she headlined this weekend. She also owes all New Jerseyans an explanation for why she didn't denounce them immediately on Saturday. There must be no violence whatsoever. Zero tolerance for political violence. Do better, Mikey. Exactly right. Exactly right. So good job. Excellent. And I'm glad that he'll be on the show with us on Friday at 3:00, right from at the start of the show, kick it off with Kate May. Congratulate him and get rolling here because we got to flip this state red. Scott Pressler, as you know, is going to be with Dom that day at Mulligan's. Scott Pressler already working hard to get Republicans registered and to vote for Jack. And I'm sorry, but if you don't get behind Jack, you're helping the Democrats. Bottom line, you're helping the Democrats, and you know you're helping the Democrats. That's the reality. So I'll say the same thing I said to people in 2016 who, when their candidate did not win the primary and they were stuck with Donald Trump. It's either that or Hillary Clinton. Now you're never going to find any of those people today. But trust me, they were around back then. So I'll say the same thing to Republicans now who are not happy that their guy lost the primary. It's either Jack or it's Mikey Sherrill. And you got 4 more years of Democrat rule in New Jersey and 2 more Supreme Court justices appointed. So what are you going to do? That's the choice. You got plenty of time to make it, but November will be here before you know it. So just saying. Wanted to mention this as well to you. So what's interesting about the Well, I mean, all these issues. It's hard to believe it was 10 years ago Donald Trump came down the escalator. It really is. It's amazing. And that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Venere of VenereaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. He's about care and compassion, not about cost. It's care and it is compassion, and that's the difference. President today talking about ICE. He wants them to focus on the cities. He wants them to go after the criminals in particular, and that's what he wants to see. That's what he wants to have happen here. And I'll tell you the reason why this is very smart politically. It has everything to do with the census, the political census. All right. But before I play that, let me play John Fetterman for you and ask you if you think John Fetterman is being sincere or if you think John Fetterman is saying what you want to hear. Take a listen.
They also seem to go after you because you will talk to the other side. You talk to Trump. We all know that's bad. We're one of the few people that actually have dinner with Trump.
Yeah. And yeah. And you also, I think, I don't know if you had dinner with Steve Bannon, but he was at your table or something at a restaurant that MAGA people go to. It's like, well, what are we, in high school now? You can't sit at the same lunch table with these people?
Oh, I wasn't even having dinner with him, with Steve Bannon.
You drop by the table?
Yeah, well, no, he lives close by, and the guy that I was having a beer with, the guy, Steve said, hey, I'd like to come over and just say hello, and sure, that's fine, he just sat down. We weren't having dinner, doing anything like that. I hate to use the phrase fake news, but that's really was. I wasn't, like, having, you know, like, dinner with Steve Bannon, but I was just hanging out, talking to the other side, and now, if you break those kinds of rules, then you do have to pay a price for that, as I know you have, too.
But you could have dinner with him, right? It wouldn't turn you into a zombie.
Well, I mean, it's like when I first got into my career, people assumed like it was a socialist or a Marxist, and now people think that I'm going to turn into MAGA and I'm going to go this other way. And I'm like, no, my values haven't changed. But I think in some cases, I think our party's values have changed. And then there's been a lot of flux for me professionally. I'm not going to change my party.
First of all, he did run as a socialist. He did run as Bernie Sanders. He was going to be the Bernie Sanders of Pennsylvania. We've asked him to come on this show. He still is not. And I think part of the reason for that is because I'm not buying this. I'm not buying this whole act of his. I mean, I get it, like Bill Maher, these other people. But I'm very jaded. I've been in politics a long time. And I see what the game Fetterman's playing. And he's playing it really, 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 really good. And the fact that he wears the hoodie and the shorts, he gets away with it because people go, oh, he's harmless. But don't let that outfit fool you. By the way, speaking of outfits, the Superman movie is coming out, as you know, next month. And I'm taking Claire to see it because she's in a Superman now, which is really cool. I'm also taking Patrick to see it, of course. We did take the whole family to see How to Train Your Dragon on Father's Day. That was great, by the way. Highly recommend that. Really, really good movie. And the trunks are back on the outside of Superman's pants, the way they were from the comics. And it was interesting because I was reading the story about it, and they said that because when they rebooted Superman back in 2013 or whatever in Man of Steel, and then they did those stupid movies, and they had Ben Affleck play Batman and destroy that franchise, and they lost the red trunks on the outside. And the actor, who's from Philly, who's playing Superman, because they went back and forth with this, back and forth, he was like, look, this is Superman. And that's the way he is, and that's how he looks, and that's how everybody knows him, and I'm wearing the red trunks on the outside. And I say, good for you, keeping it real, keeping it Philly real as Superman. So that's good. I applaud that decision. Here's the president talking about ICE and why he wants to go after the cities. I'll tell you why this makes really, really good political sense here. People are not necessarily catching this, but I caught it. Cut number one.
I want them to focus on the cities because the cities are where you really have what's called sanctuary cities, and that's where the people are. I look at New York. I look at Chicago. I mean, you got a really bad governor in Chicago and a bad mayor. But the governor's probably the worst in the country, Pritzker. But I look at how that city has been overrun by criminals. And, you know, New York and L.A., look at L.A. L.A., those people weren't from L.A. They weren't from California, most of those people, many of those people. And, yeah, that's a focus. Biden allowed 21 million people to come into our country. Of that vast numbers of those people were murderers, killers, people from gangs, people from jails. They emptied their jails out into the U.S. Most of those people are in the cities, all blue cities, all Democrat-run cities, and they think they're going to use them to vote. It's not going to happen.
They're also people that are going to be counted towards the census. That's right. See, those states are losing people in big numbers. And when they do the census in 2030, all those illegal immigrants would be counted towards the census as they appropriate the seats in the House of Representatives. Remember, there's only 200, there's only 435 of them. They got to apportion that across the entire country. So if everybody's packing up and leaving Illinois and all these other blue states, California, Jersey, New York, and they move to Florida and Texas, and well, then those states gain congressional districts. The blue states lose them, which also means the blue states lose votes in the Electoral College. The red states gain them. So by getting rid of those people, the president is also very strategically now thinking about the 2030 census. You're not hearing a lot of people say that because they don't have the ability like I do to see what the big picture is. But I do. And that's why you listen to the show. That's why you're the smartest, most intelligent, funniest, capable, and sarcastic audience in the history of radio. Very proud to be part of this. Why you make fun of me all the time. And yes, I will be there on Friday at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Nice try, Chris. I will be there for the full show in person, live. But tonight you can catch me on Fox News and tomorrow morning. Assuming the world doesn't end, those are the plans, all right? That's the plan. Mental illness at the No Kings protest in Philly over the weekend. Here's Cut 23, a protester named Sarah. She's very sad. Somebody get Sarah a tissue.
I'm just so scared. I'm 74 years old. I worry about everything. And I just am so scared and upset. And I don't understand why people voted for this person.
Oh, Sarah. Need a tissue? Here's Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. He's going to resist the Trump administration and take to the streets. Oh, the tolerant left with their peaceful language. Cut 26.
Yeah, let me just first acknowledge the level of anxiety and fear and trepidation that this administration has caused. You've never seen a society improve or expand under this type of fear. And we're going to continue to resist, and we're going to do it in many different ways, whether it's taken to the streets or to the courts or policy. One of the things that I am very proud of is that we are a welcoming city, which means our local law enforcement do not dub or behave as federal ICE agents. And so our local law enforcement, as we continue to rebuild and expand trust amongst all of our residents, it's important that we hold that line.
Now, two Philadelphia police officers suffered minor injuries and 15 protesters were arrested after a physical confrontation erupted during a mostly peaceful protest Tuesday evening in Center City, according to the Philadelphia police. This is from Instagram, June 10th. Several officers employed force while making arrests. Consistent with Philadelphia Police Department policy, every use of force has been documented and will undergo a review to ensure compliance with department guidelines, said the police department late Tuesday night. Cut 40. Yeah, well, there you go. And by the way, John Fetterman and Bill Maher both agree the chaos in L.A. and the Dem reactions will be good for Trump. He said, you know, in cases like this, he wonders what people in Scranton might think. He also said on Real Time with Bill Maher, he noted that some on the left condemned him after he denounced the violence that's happening. He issued a strong message on X denouncing the riots and also calling for calm, saying, I unapologetically stand for free speech, peaceful demonstrations, and immigration, but this is not that. This is anarchy and true chaos. My party loses the moral high ground when we refuse to condemn setting cars on fire, destroying buildings, and assaulting law enforcement. Well, dude, that's your party, man. That's the Democrat Party. The fact that you're saying this and making news makes you an outlier, which is why you're saying it and making news. Because if you thought it would help you, you'd be saying the opposite of that right now. That's the bottom line. Fetterman emerges as Dem's voice of reason as L.A. burns. I'm just telling you, don't buy this. Don't buy this act. All right, he's wearing his trunks on the outside. He's wearing the shorts and the hoodie. Or in the case of Real Time with Bill Maher, he wore the hoodie, but he did wear jeans. So thank God nobody actually sees his man legs on TV. But I'm not buying this whole act. I'm not buying this whole thing. I find it to be a little bit insulting to my intelligence, actually. But Pennsylvania is a state that Trump crushed it in, and particularly in the areas where John Fetterman comes from. So I think it's why John Fetterman is saying all these things, because isn't it interesting how he is getting all this attention for saying things that are just basically common sense, and people are going, wow, look at this guy Fetterman, huh? By the way, researchers have found strange signals coming from under the ice in Antarctica. Speaking of Superman, that was a plot line in the Man of Steel movie in 2013, that the Kryptonian ship was buried far beneath the ice in Antarctica. Well, now scientists have now detected mysterious radio waves coming from beneath Antarctica's ice. Researchers use balloon-mounted instruments to discover signals that should be physically impossible to detect, buried all the way under that ice. Interesting. Stay tuned for that. All right, listen, Tri-County Auto, you know, I love these guys. I'm so happy that they're sponsors of the show. I'm so happy I get to drive American. I love my Jeep Wrangler. I love Tri-County Auto, and I love the fact that they are giving employee pricing for each and every one of my listeners. All you got to do is simply go to tricounty.com to see all their incredible, amazing specials. Brian Krieger, his wife Cheryl, the whole team at Tri-County Auto, they're the best of the best, and they're so easy to get to. And right now, during the Jeep Tops Off sales event, you can enjoy a lease, a new 2025 Jeep Compass Limited for only $420 a month for 42 months. Or check out a new 2025 Ram 1500 Bighorn and lease that for $459 a month for 42 months. So wherever you're interested in, Tri-County's got you covered. Tri-County, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Employee pricing for everyone all month long on all their vehicles. Beautiful stuff. It's great. What are you waiting for? They support our show. They support our station. And they're easy to get to right off of 422. Collegeville, King of Prussia, Limerick, you name it, easy to get to. And they stand with us. There's never been a better time to drive American. And you know, one of the things in the One Big Beautiful Bill is that you'll be able to deduct the interest on your car loan if you buy American. So take advantage of the Jeep Tops Off event. Or maybe you want to drive one of those big Dodge Ram trucks. Either way, Tri-County Auto has you covered. Tri-County.com. Tri-County.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.